With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Just overall, what is the sense down on the South Side right now? What is the feeling in the building? Because the national narrative is that it must be a huge amount of regret over the way things went down with Antonio Brown, over how Kevin Colbert and Mike Tomlin and the Rooney family somehow screwed this all up, when in reality, I wonder if the feeling down there on Water Street today, Colin, isn't just a giant sense of relief.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's a giant sense of, all right, this is behind us, let's press forward. I honestly think that that's it. Can you answer me a more important question?
What's that?
That I realized while I was laying in bed this weekend sick.
What?
And I've seen it the past couple. What is this throwing cheese at people's face thing?
I don't know.
What is the
throwing cheese at kids, isn't it? It was like throwing slices of cheese at baby faces.
And this has gone on for like a month now, right? I'm behind the times.
This is where we need to get like with our more savvy.
To answer your question, though, I think the Steelers are relieved. They got whoever looks bad, looks bad. Whatever. It was going to be a messy breakup. Okay, whatever. Should they have acted earlier? I don't know. I don't know how you can keep the wraps on I don't know how you can make a 30-some-year-old man behave when he doesn't want to behave. You've reached this point. This is the best thing
AB
for the
AB was going to blow up and be AB at some
right.
point.
Slow down on the AB1 train, I think, because I don't necessarily know if he won or not. You can't control somebody who doesn't want to be controlled, yada, yada, yada. Cheese on the face. I don't get it. I don't understand what it means. What's the?
I don't either.
Could somebody
what
let
are we
us
missing?
Know?
What are we missing?
412-928-9370. Because I was laying in bed sick the past couple days,
and that's the first thought that came to you.
No, I saw it a couple times on television. Like, and I saw it as I was, because even as you're sick, you can go and use your cell phone
right.
and kind of look through the internet. And I didn't feel like clicking through the different links or whatever. But there's like babies sitting in high chairs. And, like, people walk up and they throw a slice of, like, American cheese in their face. What is this, Producer Matt?
I don't know. Every once in a while, these challenges come out, you know, and this is another one of those challenges.
So is this, like, the mannequin challenge?
Yes. What is the challenge? What's the thrust of the challenge?
I think you just stick it on their face because it sticks.
Okay.
The slice of cheese sticks on their face, so it's, like, a funny thing. Like, you walk up to somebody and throw a slice of cheese on their face.
But
yeah, that's not funny.
I know.
It's number one, you're wasting food.
It's stupid.
Number two, your kid just can't like this. They can't. Nobody likes cheese.
Nobody
in
wants
face.
A slice of processed cheese.
You
want to
put cheese in my mouth,
face.
Okay? But don't throw it at my cheek, like that.
I don't get the humor in it.
Is there a philanthropic arm to this, like the ice bucket
that
challenge?
That would make sense.
Not that I
like
see.
Like Pete Freights, and you know that was like a big thing, right?
Right. So, like if you could get. Yeah,
people are calling now. This is
mostly
brilliant.
Pets and babies. As I'm scrolling through all these cheese.
Yeah,
videos.
It is. I know. It struck me as very odd. All
to
right,
say
let's
the
see
least.
If people know what's going on. 412-928-9370. A bunch of people on the line. I would be furious if I was a little kid, and my mom or dad walked by and threw a slice of Kraft cheese
and just whack right to the side of the face.
Right, like hey.
If you could get now, the charitable idea here is that you challenge each other to cheese face like someone famous, right? And get them to donate money for it, right? Like find someone who's big and wants to donate money and okay, yeah, we'll throw a slice of cheese at their face. But that's really the only way this ends up being sort of like a philanthropic endeavor.
There's no sense in trying to understand this, people are telling me. There's just no way to understand it. Because I don't know what the end game is. Is it a
That's
photo?
It. That's it. Is
it
the
Instagram
cheese is on
and
the face,
Twitter
I guess.
And you got it? And okay, ah ha, ha ha ha! I threw cheese at somebody's face and it stuck to their cheek. Like that's the end game here. That's what we're left with.
And not other adults, by the way, who would knock you out if you threw a piece of cheese on their face.
See, it
but
depended on who the person was. If it was Russell Westbrook, I'd let him because I couldn't knock him out. But if it was like, I don't know, if it was my wife, I'd say like.
What are
you trying to be smart? Like, what is it? What's going on?
I'm
going to
make a sandwich with that later.
And I would never in a million years think of wasting a nice piece of cheese on my kid's face. Like, my son likes slices of cheese, just like me.
Perfect for a grilled cheese sandwich.
I would just simply put it on his plate. This one threw me. I normally get these challenges.
Yes.
You know, I normally, like, even if I have to go a couple layers I'll be like, oh, okay, I get it now.
This is maybe just further proof that there needs to be some sort of approval process before you're allowed to be a parent.
These people doing this are, like, in charge, are going to be, like, in charge of the country soon. They're our leaders. This millennial
stuff. The future of America.
Jeff, does your daughter know anything about this? She's like, what, 17?
What, the cheese throwing thing?
What's the concept?
If I would ask her, she would just rattle off. Yeah, it's this.
Yeah, I don't think she participated in it, but I was a part of it here. They did it. They walked around and did it to people here.
When was that?
Kelly from Star did it.
Oh, my God.
I'm in the lunchroom, and all of a sudden this piece of cheese went flying at me.
Did you...
Is there a marketing?
No, it hit the floor, so I couldn't eat it.
This is amazing to me. They were throwing cheese that people... Yeah. There are people
it stuck on his head.
There are people in East African countries who haven't had a piece of cheese. They would that'd be their sustenance for a day and a half. And we're just throwing it
Could you imagine how angry Jim would be?
Somebody, you know, now we might be on to something.
And throws a piece of cheese in Jim's face.
Now you're thinking of doing it.
Now this takes on a whole new meaning. Now I might like this cheese challenge.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.